This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Ahead of the presidential election, we've been exploring author and social critic Kurt Vonnegut's idea to appoint a secretary of the future to the cabinet. What would be the purview? Future of jobs or maybe the food supply? Well, what about your local Department of Motor Vehicles, perhaps second only to state prison on your list of fun places to hang out? With self-driving cars apparently in our future, what about the DMV? Sally Herships got the assignment.
Oh, Department of Motor Vehicles. When it comes to government agencies, they are right up there with the IRS. Not the most popular. But know that DMVs around the country have been working away on how to handle the future.
And it really all started back at 9/11.
Jenny Openshaw is with Morpho Trust USA. The company sells technology to help verify identity. She says 9/11 is when people realized how easy it was for bad guys to get IDs in the form of driver's licenses.
So the driver's license has become the de facto national ID card. It's what you use when you get on an airplane.
Which is why Openshaw says DMVs are working on new technology to make our identities more secure, like mobile licenses that would live on our phones. The Obama White House even created a project, the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace, to help work on the issue. But the future isn't all high tech.
So we really want to be, sort of the DOC, not the DMV. We want to be the Department of Credentials.
Rick Holcomb is commissioner of Virginia's DMV. He says he wants state residents to be able to do more than just get their license or tags at the DMV. So the Virginia DMV partnered with the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries.
If you walk into one of their offices and you say, hey, I'm here to title my boat, well, would you like to go ahead and do your DMV transaction while you're here?
In Virginia, you can now get a death certificate, marriage, or divorce certificate at the DMV. Holcomb says it's all about customer convenience. But DMVs still have that reputation to grapple with. Like in the movie Zootopia, when one of the characters finds out the DMV is staffed entirely by sloths.
We are in a really big hurry.
What's the plate?
29T...
Number.
29THD03.
You do need to understand, their work task is actually pretty hard.
Mark Fagan teaches public policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He says just in California alone, the DMV handles 76 million transactions a year.
Yeah, it's easy to mess up when you're doing 76 million transactions.
Fagan says states need to know what vehicles are on the road and who's driving them, and that's not likely to change. But one day, if we have fewer drivers, we may see government offices consolidating. Just imagine paying your taxes and getting your license at the same time. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.